I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois lawmakers will return to Springfield next week. Because of COVID-19, the House will meet at a local convention center. Democratic Majority Leader Greg Harris says items lawmakers will consider include a relief package for those hurt by the economic slowdown.
And both, you know, the Republicans and Democrats have been working in these different groups in the House in a bipartisan way to come up with ideas. And I think in the coming days now they're going to have to prioritize and, you know, get a list together of must-pass items.
Lawmakers and their staff will undergo COVID-19 testing prior to the session. In a letter, House Speaker Michael Madigan asked members to sign a pledge that they'll abide by health rules set for the session, including wearing a face mask. He also asked them to refrain from activities like sharing meals or drinks with colleagues and lobbyists. The House and Senate are scheduled to be in next Wednesday through Friday. Meanwhile, the 11 counties of the newly formed Heart of Illinois subregion are moving forward with their own faster phased reopening plan. Elected officials in central Illinois argue it makes sense to adjust the larger region defined in Governor J.B. Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan based on commuting patterns and regional hospital coordination. Pekin Mayor Mark Luft says the plan should move forward based on the regional metrics, medical metrics, which show the area has already met the requirements to move to phase three under the governor's plan for several weeks.
I don't think up north there's a realization of in our positions how tangible we are in living next door to people who are closing businesses and losing their life savings and struggling to put food on the table. The data speaks for itself.
So far, the governor hasn't offered specific feedback on the HOI plan, but has said he intends to stick to the four large regions defined in his plan, which groups Peoria and Bloomington with cities like Rockford and Moline. A federal judge rejected a challenge to Governor Pritzker's authority to impose stay-at-home orders on churches during the battle against the coronavirus. U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman denied a request for a temporary restraining order by two churches, Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church in Chicago and Logos Baptist Ministries in Niles, wanted to hold worship services while using hand sanitizer and cleaning facilities. The judge dismissed a comparison between churches and grocery stores. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. As the state saw its largest one-day increase in COVID-19-related deaths, a southern Illinois county reported a spike in cases. The Southern Seven Health Department reports 38 new cases in Union County, ranging in age from the 10s to the 90s. Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday mentioned testing is complete at the state-run Veterans Home in Anna.
Full facility testing revealed 5 positive residents among 51, with all results back as of yesterday. And as of yesterday, none of the 78 staff were found to be positive, though a handful are still awaiting results.
There are 6 new COVID-19 cases reported in Jackson County, 7 in Randolph County, 1 each in Jefferson and Williamson counties. More information on our website. After some counties and local government officials have decided to reopen businesses, Governor Pritzker had some strong words for local leaders during the daily COVID-19 briefing yesterday.
To the elected officials out there who are playing to the crowd that ignores science and carries symbols of hate, step up and lead. Now more than ever, your communities need you. Don't let them down.
Pritzker said there will be consequences.
Counties that try to reopen in defiance may not be reimbursed by FEMA for damages they cause because they ignored the law.
He also stressed the 192 reported deaths yesterday, says the number of deaths should be a sign the state needs to follow the 5-phase reopen guidelines. Congratulations to SIU Carbondale. After a comprehensive review, they have been accredited for another 10 years. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.